Earth, sky.
In Shell, we have had many rules and regulations. We have very detailed and comprehensive instructions. And the biggest shift we had to make was telling people those are 12 simple rules that are easy to understand, and we expect you to stick to those rules. And when I look back, we are at an historically good performance. The number of fatalities have dropped significantly. The number of incidents where people got hurt have dropped significantly.
You're listening to Arjan van Dijk, Vice President of Safety for Shell, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science, with a special program in partnership with Shell. Van Dijk led development of a safety program for all Shell employees, built around 12 simple rules, with zero tolerance for rule breaking. Van Dijk spoke more about these life-saving rules with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now tell us about Shell's life-saving rules. What are some examples of these rules, and tell us about how they were made?
Shell life-saving rules are a set of 12 simple rules that we introduced in March last year. And an example of the rules is wear your seatbelt, or, well, no alcohol or drugs while you work or you drive, or don't smoke outside a designated smoking area, or more difficult ones like don't walk under a load, or even more difficult ones, protect yourself against a fall when you work at height. So why did we have those rules? And the main reason for that is when we look back in Shell, we found that we had, over the years, quite a number of fatal accidents which were related to people not sticking to the rules. So people were working at height, say 6 meters high, without connecting them. They slipped, they fall down, and they died. Or people were in a car driving at normal speeds. There was an accident, they were not wearing a seatbelt, and it went straight through the wind front screen and died. And we said, if we really want to improve our safety performance in Shell, because we believe that we don't want to hurt people, we want also to protect the environment, but if we really want to do it, we need to find a way to make people stick to the rules and therefore improving our safety performance. So we looked back and we found, when we looked at those many incidents, too many, that the reason people didn't stick to the rules was either they were too difficult, too complex, people didn't understand them, and secondly, they were not enforced. So what we wanted to do there was a campaign based on simple rules enforcing our organization that people stuck to the rules. And that meant that we rolled it out in the sense that we told everybody those are the rules. We also asked their bosses to say, well, what are you going to do when people don't stick to them? And we made a very clear rule. If you don't want to stick to a life-saving rule, you don't want to work for Shell. And that would ultimately mean if you deliberately don't connect yourself up when you work at height, or if you don't put your safety belt on when you're driving, or when you use a mobile phone when you're driving, we think that the risk for yourself is too high, and we prefer that you don't do then work for us.
What kind of results have you seen with the new life-saving rules?
When I look back, and I'm in the job now for 3 years, we are at an historically good performance. The number of fatalities have dropped significantly. The number of incidents where people got hurt have dropped significantly. And it's not only life-saving rules, but it is a big contributor to it. Historically, we have never done better, which is still not good enough because you don't want anybody to get hurt. So we see good things in the company. And we see also spin-offs in the sense that if you get the safety performance right because people stick to the rules, they also tend to stick to the rules on repairing equipment, so your reliability goes up. And therefore, your business performance goes up. So it's an enabler for other things. It's a different way of working. To give you some examples of what we have seen in the safety arena, before and after, one was in roads, where people were driving on the roads. And this is an example where people were having company cars, they were driving on a stretch of road where there were cameras for speeding. And before we had the life-saving rules, we typically had 100 speeding violations a month. The moment we implemented the life-saving rules, the speeding violations went down to maybe one every 2-3 months. So by simply telling people we watch and there are consequences if you break the rules, you get a significant change in behavior. Another example, which was working at height, and that was introduced in the manufacturing business, our refineries. The moment the rules were introduced, the amount of violations, but also the number of incidents of people falling down, reduced significantly. In 2005-06, we had one or two fatalities a year. Year to date, and last year, we had zero in that area of people falling from height. So it makes a difference. And the third one, which is the one which I worry about most in my role, which is if we have systems that protect us against incidents like overheating or high pressures, big explosions, we have alarm systems around it, we have valves that shut flows down, and those are all automated. And you have a way sometimes, because you need it to do maintenance, to put what we call an override on that. So you disable that protective system. Once we have introduced the rules, we have seen that the number of disabling of those protective systems have gone down considerably, or they were very, very well thought through. Therefore, the risk we have in our installations have reduced considerably. So for me, it's a behavioral change. It is a behavioral change by introducing rules that will make the company as a whole safer and more reliable.
Now, Mr. Van Dyke, I'd like to get your thoughts on one of the ideas that permeates through these rules. It's stated as respect for our neighbors. Maybe you could explain this idea of respect and how that plays out in these 12 life-saving rules.
So apart from life-saving rules, in Shell we also have the three golden rules. And that's about comply, intervene, and respect. And the last one is respect your neighbors. And comply and intervene comes down with the life-saving rules. And respecting the neighbors is actually the people living around us, living around our facilities, the places we drive through with our trucks. And what we want to achieve is assure our neighbors that what we do is safe and will positively impact them rather than negatively impact them. So we provide employment and we provide a safe place to work. Or when we deliver our materials, we do it in a clean and safe and reliable way so people can fill up their cars. And we do that by using the life-saving rules, by making sure that nothing goes wrong in the process of delivering the fuel, for example. And that's why I see also in respect the neighbors, the life-saving rules have a positive contribution.
Well, Mr. Van Dyke, thank you for speaking with us today. It's my final question. Why are life-saving rules personally important to you?
In my previous job, I was a refinery manager, and I've seen people getting hurt. And I've seen people getting hurt because they didn't stick to the rules. And I, as a refinery manager, was part of that problem because I wasn't clear about what I expected, or when people broke a rule, I wasn't always doing a proper follow-up. Because if you walk around something that lays on the floor and you're the boss and somebody walks with you, that one thinks that there is some paper on the floor, it's probably okay. So as a boss, you said you're a role model and your behavior drives the behavior of others. So for me, life-saving rules are important because it allows me and it drives me to be consistent and act as a role model of what we want others to do in order to not getting hurt.
You've been listening to Arjan van Dyke, Vice President of Safety at Shell. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, come to the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.